Start everything up.
I'll start the camera. Does a countdown. Shrink that. Put up the study, and that's it.
Well, Shabbat
Shalom on God's holy day. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabe Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And today's God's holy day, the Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this study. Heavenly Father, bless this study in Yeshua's name. Teach us something new that we didn't know. Help us in our lives. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. Thank you for eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. Amen. There's my website. There's my phone number if you need to call me. And we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard today. Today is August 1st, 2026. God has his own calendar. Today is the fifth month, no name, day 17. And today's topic is requirements to please Jehovah.
Amen.
And also some things God remembers. Genesis. God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. They were going down. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven was stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. They were disappearing. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat.
That's in Turkey.
Somewhere around Turkey today, right?
I think.
And the waters decreased continually unto the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. Here's Genesis. I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there be any more a flood to destroy the earth. Next time, God is going to do it by fire.
Yeah.
And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I will make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations, all the generations to come. I will set my bow in the cloud, and that's known as the rainbow, and it shall be for a token for a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. Beautiful rainbow. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters of shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it. I will remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Then we have, go to Genesis 30. God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. She had Joseph and Benjamin. Exodus 2, and it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and all the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groanings, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Exodus 6, And I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. God always remembers his covenant with his people. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am Jehovah, and I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians, and will rid you out of their bondage. And I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with a great judgment. And I will take you to me for a people, and you, and will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am Jehovah your God, which brings you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning that which I swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for an ever for a heritage. I am Jehovah. This is God talking. This is Exodus. Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. By strength of hand, Jehovah brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came you out in the month of Ha'aviv. So the question you might ask, what does Jehovah your God require of you? Keep his commandments and ordinances. Ten commandments are in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. The ordinances are in Leviticus 18 to 20, along with their judgments. The food laws are in Leviticus 11. The appointed days and feasts, holy day, which are called holy days, are in Leviticus 23. I guess I'll read the Ten Commandments to you. Exodus 20. God spoke all these words, saying, I am Jehovah your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. First commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. Commandment 2, you shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourselves to them, nor serve them. For I am Jehovah your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children, unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of Jehovah your God in vain, for Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. And of course, here's today, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Mm-hmm. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Jehovah your God. In it, you shall not do any work. That's you, your son, your daughter, your men servant, your maid servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which Jehovah your God gives you. You're not supposed to kill, that means murder. You're not supposed to commit adultery. You're not supposed to steal. You should not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that's your neighbor's. Here's some ordinances I want to read just today. There are many ordinances from Leviticus 18 to 20, but we will just look at a few samples. Leviticus 18, you shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am Jehovah. God speaking. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am Jehovah. You shall not lie down with mankind as with womankind. It's an abomination. You know what that is, right? That's right, homosexuality. Leviticus 19, You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. You shall not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. Supposed to keep everyone in the same judgments.
And no respect to persons.
You shall not go up and down as a talebearer among your people, telling tales. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any wise rebuke, that means reprove your neighbor, and not suffer a loud sin upon him. You shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, for you shall love your neighbor as yourself. God says, I am Jehovah that says this. You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your cattle gender with a diverse kind. You shall not sow your field with mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and wool come upon you, because they don't mesh together. Leviticus 20. You shall not defraud your neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf, which is really terrible. You shall not put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. I am Jehovah. Here's a few of food laws. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are up on the earth. Whatsoever parts the hoof, and is cloven footed, and chews the cud among the beasts that you shall eat. That's the... It's like you shall eat. That's like cows and stuff like that. Yeah. These shall ye eat of all that are in the waters, whatsoever have fins and scales in the water, in the seas and in the rivers, them shall you eat. Not supposed to eat lobsters or clams or any of that stuff. Also describes what fowls can't eat and creeping things you can eat.
Actually, that doesn't sound so bad. It sounds like cornflakes.
Leviticus 20.
It does.
You shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, between unclean fowls and unclean. You shall not make your souls abominable to God by beast or by fowl or by any living thing that creeps on the ground, mm-hmm. which I have separated from you as unclean.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd like to eat either.
Feasts and appointed days. Leviticus 23. Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feasts of Jehovah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. These are my feasts, God said. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It's a Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. That's anywhere you dwell. These are the feasts of Jehovah, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. Let's go over some of God's holy days. Ha'aviv 14 is Passover, and that's an event. Ha'aviv 15 to 21 is the Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days. That's the barley harvest. First Sabbath, first and last days. Then we have the first fruits, not a Sabbath. It's Resurrection Day. Sunday after the Passover has to be a Sabbath day between. Then we have the Feast of Weeks, 50 days after the Resurrection Day, known as Pentecost, the wheat harvest, and a Sabbath. Then we have Ha'etanim, the seventh month of God. We have the memorial blowing the trumpets, warning that God is coming in the end. It's a Sabbath. Ha'etanim 10, Day of Atonement. A Sabbath, search your souls, may be the day of the future when the Messiah returns. So you want to be clean before God. End of the world. Then we have Ha'etanim 15 to 22, Feast of Tabernacles. First and last days are Sabbaths. The last day is called a last great day. It's the final harvest, tabernacling with Jehovah forever throughout heaven. We hope one day. This is also a sin of being unclean.
I'm
not talking about that today.
It's there.
Here's Deuteronomy 10. Now Israel, what does Jehovah your God require of you? You have to fear Jehovah your God, to walk in all God's ways, to love Him, love God, to serve Jehovah your God with all your heart, with all your soul.
Mm-hmm.
To keep the commandments of Jehovah and His statutes, which I command you this day for your good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Jehovah your God's, the earth also with all that therein is. And Jehovah had a delight in your fathers to love them. He chose their seed after them, even you, above all people, as it is this day. Let's go over that again. Micah 6. We have showed you, O man, what is good. What does Jehovah require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Let's summarize some of the requirements again, Micah. He had showed you, O man, what is good. What does Jehovah require of you? One, to fear Jehovah your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments of Jehovah and His statutes, which I command you this day. It's for your good, that's why. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. Regard not persons. Do not take a reward, that's a bribe. Execute true judgment. Love the stranger and the fatherless and the widow. Him shall you cleave, that's Jehovah, and swear by Jehovah's name, to do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. This might be a short study, but there's a lot in it. You can go over it again if you want. In closing for now, as you just read, there are some requirements to please God and to God does remember. Shabbat Shalom. Hope you got something out of this. I'm going to stop the audio.